Dear one, allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to feel your physical body. Allow yourself to feel your physical body, where it flows, where it feels more stagnant. Where it feels more stagnant, more constricted. Find those places of tension. Those places of tension within your physical body. Your sore spots. Those spots that will alert you to a disbalance. Those spots that will alert you that something needs to shift. That you've overdone things. That you've gotten carried away. Or that you simply need rest. The more you allow yourself to rest, the more you allow yourself to become fully grounded and fully present, the more you become intimately acquainted with your physical body and are able to observe it without feeling, when you're able to observe it without drawing conclusions on what it is or is not able to do, the more you're able to become intimately aware of the workings of your physical body as if it were machinery, and seeing where it's getting stalled, where it needs a bit more lubricant, or where it's maybe speeding up and going too fast. When you become intimately acquainted with the workings of your physical body, you'll become intimately acquainted with the directions that you are giving yourself. The directions you are giving yourself for your mind and your emotions are the main projectors, are the main managers of your physical system. Aside from the eternal processes that your physical body goes through that are guided by your deep unconscious, by your inner knowing, by the inner realm of physical activities. If you were not to interfere, that inner knowing would allow your physical body to work in perfect harmony and in perfect balance. In that ideal perfect situation, you would know exactly what to eat and when to rest and for how long. When you start nudging your body with emotions, when you start nudging your body with ideas, and when you start nudging your physical body with what you think it has to do, how and when, you influence that balance. You influence that balance and you introduce a discord. That discord has an emotional remnant. That discord has an energetic component. And those emotional remnants and energetic components are tied directly to those stops, to those things that you do because you pause, because you hit the brake, because you're telling your body, you're telling yourself, you're telling the world that you need time. You need time to ponder and consider what is happening. You need time to ponder and considering what you should be doing. You need time to ponder and consider what your next action should be. By doing it, it is as if you have inserted a stick into a wheel, forcing it to stop abruptly. And by forcing it to stop abruptly, you slow down. And by slowing down in this intense way, you cause a little bit of damage. You cause a bit of a scar. And know that this scar and this intricate connection between your physical, your emotional, and your energetic body, with your mental mind as one of the main components that is steering when it is not meant to be steering, that you actively influence the balance or the disbalance that is occurring. Know that everything flows from the energy. That whenever you feel fear, that whenever you feel the need to pause, that whenever you feel the need to control or influence, that is what you're sending out. And that is what you're sending out through your emotions that are then broadcast into your physical system. As for your question, how you can undo those stops, how you can release those blocks, and how you can return to the flow, the full and original flow that we've just described. We ask that you become aware of those moments of pause, become aware of those moments of obstruction, and become aware of those moments where you tend to resort to your thinking mind, where you tend to want to take control and influence things, where you are attached to a certain outcome and no longer trusting that what is in your highest good will unfold. Whenever you feel attachment, whenever you feel strong emotion, that is a sign that you are not in the flow, that is a sign that you are trying to direct what happens, and that is a sign that somehow, somewhere, you hit the brakes, you hit the pause button, and you are no longer allowing the events to flow naturally. Monitor your emotions, monitor your physical body, and whenever either one is out of sorts, whenever either one is giving a strong impression or a strong signal, know that it is time to turn inward. Know that it is time to turn inward and ask yourself, what are you trying to prevent? What are you afraid of? What are you trying to control? When you ground yourself, when you are centered, and you ask yourself these questions, you can trust the answer that bubbles up. You can trust the answer. And when you have difficulty, listen to your own inner knowing. Ask for signs and signals. Ask those around you to help see what you are unable to see. Knowing that every disbalance has an origin, and that origin has a discord at its basis. The more you allow yourself to return to the flow, the more you allow yourself to trust, and the more you are able to surrender to the flow of events and let them carry you where they may, without having to influence where you end up, when and how, the more you will be able to steer your way clear from interruptions, from stops and breaks. Allow yourself to enjoy the journey. Allow yourself to enjoy the journey that you've laid out for yourself, from a soul's perspective. You are exactly where you need to be, and where you feel discord or disbalance, know that you've gotten off track, and that this is simply a sign for you to return to center, to return and refocus, and to let go of the brakes, to stop hitting the pause button, and allow yourself to return to full flow. Enjoy the ride.